RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Sunday, June 20th, 2021. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours of discussion of the Trump Phenomenon, the title of the show and the subject, the theme of the show. You're welcome to make your commentary and your wisdom and things that I have met up here in the house. Call into the Texas, call in Round Rock, Texas, headquarters of the Public Broadcasting Network, through whose good offices this show is brought to you at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And I'll keep my eye on the call-in board here. If any of you call in, especially some of you regulars whose calls I most enjoy. And if you've never called in, it's very easy. If you call in, when you dial that number, you'll talk to an engineer for this show. They're in Round Rock, Texas, and they'll put up a note on my message board here in North Dakota, where I'm located, saying that, and you don't need to identify yourself in any particular way. You can just call yourself whatever you wish and designate whatever location you wish for your location. But I'll call on you, even if your identity is Superman and your location is the Empire State Building. And you can talk on the show under that. Under that nickname. So look forward to your calls. And I'll tell you what, just to give you the executive summary, how is your host feeling this week since we've met up a week ago? How have things gone in the world of the Trump phenomenon? Well or ill? Well, very well. A lot of great things have happened in the last week. I'll try to hit upon some of them and solicit your how you felt about them, things that have happened. So let me start throwing logs on the fire here of good news. Bad news? Do I have any bad news? From our point of view in our Trump movement, no, I don't. I don't think. At least nothing weighing on me right at this moment. The first item of good news that you may not be aware of, that rally that I've been yearning for, that you have been yearning for, that MAGA rally of the kind that we so valued before the scamdemic shut them down. That was part of the purpose of the scamdemic. Is back. Donald Trump is back. He will be back next Saturday, his first rally since the, and we'll talk about this today, the January 6th, wonderful January 6th rally was Donald Trump's last rally. There may have been a million Trump patriots at that rally, maybe half a million. I don't think there could have been one less than 250,000. It was, to quote the man himself, huge. It was very huge. And there'll be another huge rally. And let's look it up here. I have not yet looked up the location. It's in Ohio. It's Saturday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. So that'll be the day before we meet up again next week. So that will be hot news for us next Sunday. We'll be talking about the rally. And let's look at that rally now. It's in Wellington, Ohio. Let me find that on the map for you. And thousands are registering for this event right now. Let's look over on the Wellington. I think it's the Wellington County Fairgrounds. Let's look that up. Wellington. Is it the fairgrounds, state fairgrounds? Let me just quickly go to it. La-di-da. What is it called here? It is. Go back to it. Sorry, I should have this on my screen here. The Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington, Ohio. And now let me look it up for you. The Lorain County Fairgrounds. To see what kind of a location this is. We back in the glory days of Trump rallies, we did this regularly. We would scout out the events. Okay, come in Lorain County Fairgrounds. Oh, tizo. Okay, I don't see anything there. Okay, so let's go to Wellington, Ohio. Let's go look that up. Wellington, Ohio. Now, Ohio, of course, being the home of Jim Jordan, one of the very best Patriots that we've got. Okay, here it is, Wellington, Ohio. It's North Central Ohio. And it is, let us see. It is, let's see, the major, Wellington's a small town, about 5,000 people. And every June, the Ohio Scottish Games come to the Lorain County Fairgrounds to celebrate Scotland's rich history and culture. Okay, so that's we're getting closer there, and I think this is now. I have to look here. I'll do one more search here for Wellington, just so that I want you to know how close you are to this event, so you can get your family to the event. Load the wife and kids or your husband into the station wagon, and let's go over here to maps. And if you can get there. I'm going to think about it myself here. It looks a little, Ohio seems a little bit of a stretch for me from here in North Dakota, but I'll consider anything. And so let's just see how far it is from wherever you are. Wellington, Ohio is very much smack dab in the middle of the population center of the United States. So many of you would find this to be an easy drive. Okay, here I am. I'm now in Wellington. Here we go. And I'm drawing away from the, and I'm trying to see what is the nearest big city. All right, the map is filling in as we, yes, I thought it was Cleveland. It is Cleveland. So it's very close. It's almost a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. So if you are anywhere near Cleveland, you've got to get to this event. And I'll just sketch it out. Towns that are so close that it's just a short drive. Any of you in Columbus, Ohio, you have no excuse not to be at this rally. Toledo, Detroit, Buffalo, New York, you belong there. The stupid shutdown of the Canadian border prevents Canadian patriots, I think, from attending the rally. They should be there. Chicago, an easy drive. Let's see, 100 miles, that's 100 miles. One, two, less than 300 miles from Chicago. Indianapolis, also easy drive. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Oh, come on, it's a afternoon drive from Pittsburgh to Wellington, Ohio. And let's see, other towns that are within reasonable shouting distance. In other words, an easy drive. You don't have to get an airplane ticket. You don't need to do anything special. Well, that gives you, I'll give you that radius there. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, easy. Indianapolis, Chicago. Grand Rapids, Michigan, no excuse for not being at this rally. Ann Arbor, pretty much fall out of bed and get to this rally. So there it is right there, almost on Lake Erie in Cleveland. But Trump will have a rally there this next Saturday. And it says the Lorain County Fairgrounds. So I don't know what the facility will be, indoor, outdoor. The weather will be fine. June 26th, is it? So that's good news. All right. Let me get my message board up here so I can notice any of you as you arrive into the conversation. I'll put you on. I won't keep you on hold for long periods. I'll try to get you right on the board. Okay, more good news. Well, my weekend was made this morning when I watched Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Futures TV show on Fox. It was wonderful. What a woman. Maria Bartiromo, I love you. Incredible. What a patriot. What a mind, what guts. She was this morning, well, I'll play a little of her show this morning, but Maria Bartiromo was saying all sorts of things you've been hearing on this show since this show's inception. And for example, In the first show, the first Trump phenomenon show we did after the January 6th staged riot, I said, looking at the video, looking at what I'm seeing here and what I'm hearing, after watching the wonderful Trump rally with all those hundreds of thousands of people there, I said this, and I said it flat out, this. These people breaking windows at the Capitol, this is a staged riot, staged by whom? And I said it, the FBI staged January 6th. Those people breaking windows were working for the FBI. And guess who said that today? Maria Bartiromo. Guess who else said it? Oh, my goodness. Let me get my notes out here. Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert on the floor of the House during special orders. I'll find this for you. Louis Gohmert saying that January 6th was an FBI operation. The people breaking windows and committing crimes were paid FBI agents, informants, assets. All of the so-called terrorist groups that are mentioned in the freak out by the left the nonstop, continuous, 24-hour-a-day freak out about domestic terrorism, all those groups heavily penetrated by assets of the FBI, who included leadership positions as assets. People like the Boogaloo, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. Who else is there? These various groups. The leadership of the groups riddled with FBI assets, who have now become unindicted co-conspirators, named as Person 1, Person 2, Person 10, Person 15, Person X, fill in the number. And curious minds want to know, who are the people breaking those windows? Why are we not finding out their names of those people? They were committing a crime. Where's the video, boys and girls? The FBI has it. The Capitol Police have it. Nancy Pelosi has it. 14, we are told, 14,000 hours of video by cameras. If you've ever visited the Capitol, but you know, will you ever have a chance to do that again? Or is Nancy Pelosi going to Capitol allowed to visit? But if you ever in the past had a chance to visit the Capitol, there are cameras everywhere. Probably more cameras than fire sprinklers. Thousands of cameras and thousands of eyes watching those cameras in real time. Thousands of recording devices recording every second of those cameras. Not cheapy little laptop selfie cameras either. Real cameras bought with big buck federal money. Where's the film? Where are the recordings, as well as the audio and the video of all of these doors being opened by federal agents, welcoming people into the Capitol, urging them to come in, waving them in, saying, right this way. Where's that video? We know it exists. Snippets of it have escaped and have been put online. But there are 14,000 hours of these people, of law-abiding American patriots staying carefully between the velvet ropes as they walk through the Capitol after being invited in by the federal agents who broke the windows, who opened the doors, who staged an attempt at what was the name of that fire that Hitler staged? The Reichstag fire. And they probably planned a much more dramatic event than what actually occurred. They probably planned to have Donald Trump right there in front of the Capitol. Because remember, he said, we're going to march peacefully down Pennsylvania Avenue and Independence and Constitution Avenues. We're going to march peacefully to petition peacefully our government as provided for in our Bill of Rights to peaceably assemble and petition for redress of grievances. And Donald Trump was going to go down, march down the street with the patriots and appear there. But at the last second, somebody alerted him in some way. He must have been alerted. There was a setup going on and he did not go down there. I'm sure they intended to have him there. And I'm sure that they also intended, these federal agents who staged the January 6th riot, they intended for much more violence and damage to occur and injury to people. So they were undoubtedly very disappointed that nobody broke, other than their agents breaking windows, people stayed between the velvet ropes. Not exactly what you expect in a revolution, a violent revolution, is it? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, it's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Realize, listen to the tide slowly turning. Wash your love.
We're back, folks.
From the ashes, we can build another.
Okay.
The genius of the engineers there in Round Rock, Texas. And by the way, get used to this. The enemy is going to do everything possible to destroy Patriot Radio and Patriot Media. They are doing it now. By hook, by crook, by every criminal means they can, they will seek to destroy the networks and the communication channels that we set up, and they will seek to destroy the people, the patriots, especially the leadership of the Patriot MAGA movement and resistance. So be expecting to see a lot more of this, because this is the battle of our times. You'll sometimes hear things happen on the radio, the engineers are struggling with it all the time. Some of those things that go wrong may well simply be actual accidental glitches in connections, but others are surely attacks. You can be sure that's happening, that whatever ability the hackers and the criminal agents of the left have to interfere with our communications, they will be doing it, and they have unlimited funding. So let's see, let's resume where we were. Now, I had a caller. I don't know, engineer, can we get the caller on, or is that too difficult?
Yeah, if we're good.
We can do it. Okay, just Fred, we're going to have you on right after this break, but it's a convenient moment to talk to Fred, because he's in Wisconsin, or at least he identifies himself that way. And be that as it may, I'm very inspired by United States Republican Patriot Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. And I'm going to, I was going to play a little audio from him. I won't be able to do that at this point in the show, because we've had to shift our communication channel here, and I don't have access to that recording of Ron Johnson. But he was on as a guest this morning, the Maria Bartiromo Sunday Futures show, and he was absolutely brilliant on another subject we'll talk about today, which is the complete implosion and disintegration of so-called Dr. Anthony Fauci and his conspiring criminal fake doctors, who have caused hundreds of thousands of totally needless deaths. How would that be listed deliberately? How would that be listed in the criminal code? Would that be, is there a term like negligent manslaughter? Or is that too low a charge? Because Anthony Fauci, when he did everything he could to prevent we're going to have a little break right here, and I'll get back to that story right after this break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show, and like, you know, we're going to have to get used to this, the inconvenience, as the enemy seeks to destroy our means of communication. But thank you for hanging in there. I hope you can hear the audio well enough, and so on. I'm doing things with my computers here in North Dakota to restore the better connection that we lost a little while ago. Let's see, what something that I can see right now and talk to you about to encourage you is this rally coming up in Wellington, Ohio, this next Saturday. Donald Trump will no doubt fly in his 757 that has the big letters Trump across the side, both sides. He'll fly into, I haven't found the local airport there he would fly into, but he needs a pretty big runway. Wellington, I'm sure Wellington doesn't have a big enough runway. But I'm looking at the Lorain County Fairgrounds, and there's a big, there's a raceway there, and a big green grassy area there that, and it looks like bleachers. But it looks like a field big enough to handle quite a few thousand people and enough space to, let's see how many cars they could park there, park quite a few thousand cars. Let me back out of the, I'm zooming back. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. There's room for unlimited thousands of cars to park here. And so this is an adequate place for a great, huge rally. So we'll definitely be covering that rally next week when we reassemble here in the Trump clubhouse. But now let me, so that was the first bit of good news, the Trump rally coming up. The next bit of good news I covered was, in general, some superb patriots are showing up who are saying the things, and not to take any credit here, we had some good common sense in this show. We got it right on so many things, including the scamdemic, including the fake riot on January 6th, and including the stolen election. And all of those things are now turning out to be exactly as we guessed or inferred them to be from our position here in the peanut gallery. And big people, I mentioned Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin. He was on this morning on Maria Bartiromo. Let me find the doctor's name. Okay, Fred is gone. Yes, we lost Fred. Ann in Iowa. Okay, and what's the first name? Oh, Ed. Okay, let's see if we can pull it off. This is our genius engineer in Round Rock, folks. See if we can get Ed in Iowa on the air. Go ahead, Ed. You're there. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Jay. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. How are you? Well, go ahead. Where do you want to go?
Okay. I'm a professor of law, and I knew that the subject matter that you cover was very relevant to it. If you've never read, and you probably want to read this on air because, man, let me tell you, it's dynamite stuff. The 1867, it's from the Congressional Globe. And it's only three pages about the argument about the impeachment of President Johnson. And let me tell you, that has got some dynamite stuff in it, where the Democrats of that day were arguing against the Republicans, who were in the majority, and they were actually... They've actually swapped places, because back then the Democrats were the People's Party, the real People's Party, and the Republicans were on the side that the Democrats are on today. And
correct.
It's real
now,
interesting.
Now, Ed, I can tell you're onto some. There's very fascinating history back there. I would say back there when we still had a country.
I don't know about that. I don't know that we had a country at that time, because they were trying their best to destroy it today.
I mean, in general, I'm saying the things are worse now than they've ever been. And the I'm just interested in talking with you. I value this time with you on the air as a professor or a teacher of law. That's a lot of what I'm talking about today, or I want to talk about, is the fact that if you have a nation, I mean, this was a shock to me. It took months for me to realize, as the FBI itself, and not just some people in the FBI, the director, the assistant director, the chief of counterintelligence, everybody on the seventh floor of the FBI building was spending all of their time doing nothing. Their job was to get rid of Donald Trump. That's all they did.
That's it.
And now, they are the top law enforcement agency of the country. They are people with guns strapped to their belt. There are people that can push you up against a wall face first. They can arrest you, no questions. They can throw you into jail. They can put you in solitary confinement. There are 400 of our fellow citizens in solitary confinement in the hellhole of the Washington, D.C. prison right now, with no access to attorneys, to relatives. They're apparently being beaten in jail. And these include hundreds of people who did nothing other than to walk through doors opened by federal agents who were waving them in. And we have this on film.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was actually a false flag. The whole thing was a false flag.
Yes, it was. And here's how it proceeded. If you'll remember here on this show, back in the weeks before January 6th of this year, when we found out that there was going to be a big rally. Well, there was going to be a rally on the mall, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And hundreds of thousands of people said, we're going to be there. It wasn't even organized by Donald Trump. It was organized by, I think, Women for Trump. And, and a couple other groups like that. And then Donald Trump, of course, agreed to appear. But I'll tell you what happened as this amateur of law. I was offered, actually, admission to the UCLA Law School by the dean himself, and I stupidly turned it down, or otherwise I'd be an attorney today. But it was apparent to me that what must have happened on the seventh floor is all of these people who had spent the previous 4 years doing nothing but trying to violate the law, break the law, subvert the Constitution, to destroy the elected president of the United States. These same people, like Andrew McCabe and James Comey and the people they hired who were still there in the FBI, that when they found out that now, as of January 6th, Donald Trump, they had stolen the election from Donald Trump, so they didn't have to worry about getting thrown in prison now. They were going to have their boy, Joe Biden, as president, so they were now safe. But now they had their chance to really finish off Donald Trump. If he was staging a big rally, why not subvert the rally? Put your agents that you already have. They already had agents all over in all the Patriot organizations. So I know what happened on the seventh floor. I would bet my life that what was going on the seventh floor of the FBI, which, folks, that's the senior top floor level. That's where all the directors and assistant directors weave their plots. They were planning to destroy the Trump movement, the Patriot movement, finish it off once and for all by having a violent attack on the Capitol and then destroying our movement. And this is an attack that they themselves would have organized. And I'll tell you what, it largely fizzled, because all the only damage that occurred was some windows. It took them forever to break a few windows. Pretty inept job of breaking some windows, but they broke some windows. They fired some amateur pepper spray type things that, you know, women carry in their purses. They fired a few of those things. And then they had a pushing and shoving match with the very few Capitol Police that were actually there, obviously understaffed, obviously not. They were opening doors for people. But then when the Patriots were ushered into the Capitol, they did what we do. We're not violent. We don't break. There were priceless paintings on every wall, invaluable artwork and statuary. Was any of it damaged? No. Nobody even littered on the floor. They stayed within the velvet ropes. And this is all on film. That's why they don't release the film, because the American people would see there was no riot. Some guy sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair and put his feet on the desk. That's a riot? I don't think so.
I don't think he got arrested. I think he was get arrested.
Well, I visited the Capitol once, and I walked into Ron Paul's office. I was welcomed into the office by the secretaries. But they said, well, Ron, Congressman Paul is on the floor of the House right now, but you can go into his office. So I walked into Ron Paul's office, and he had a bunch of papers out on his desk there and so on. And I was with a buddy, and I looked at my buddy, and I said, I don't know, should I? I don't know. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I sat down in Ron Paul's big black chair. I didn't put my feet up on his desk. But, you know, I mean, I sat down in Ron Paul's chair, you know, on my own say-so. You know, is that a national, is that a revolution? Is that a national riot? You walk into the Capitol building, you sit in a chair, you walk through a door. No, it's not. It's all fake. But the, but those 400 people in solitary confinement, they're charged with crimes that could put them in jail for decades. And these are people, these are mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters, children. They have families. I mean, this is communist. This is Hitlerian. This is Stalinist. This is KGB behavior. Our FBI has become the KGB.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Well, no, they haven't become that. They were that from the beginning. They didn't become that. Because they're not government. Remember, they're not government.
Well,
they're actually,
okay,
they're actually an agent.
You know, we can talk about... Yeah, but, you know, I remember, you know, when Donald Trump says, make America great again, I remember another America that I grew up in. And, you know, I actually went into an FBI office in Los Angeles, and I actually talked to some FBI agents on various occasions. I organized rallies and so on at the Federal Building in West Los Angeles. And this was a different group. Those were different people, and that was a different America. But but here's the good news, Ed. I think there's so much good work coming out of people. Let me list them out here. Tucker Carlson is doing great work. Maria Bartiromo is doing great work. There's a new name here, somebody I'd never heard of before, named Darren Beatty. He's doing work at a website called Revolver, Revolver.news, I think it's called. And there's another guy named Nick Fuentes. He's a great patriot at AmericaFirst.live. And here's the great thing that's happening. Our enemies have risked it all. They're going for the fences, and they're exposing themselves. And there are enough of us patriots still in operation that. If we can expose this to the American people, if the American patriot people, the overwhelming bulk of whom are great patriotic people, if they find out the crap that's been inflicted on them, if they find out the crap that's come out of the FBI and out of the deep state, they are going to be furious, and they are going to take back their country. And they will do it. They will do it not the way the dirt bags in the FBI want it to happen, which is violence in the streets. No, we patriots are going to show up by the millions in peaceful assemblies petitioning for our redress of grievances against the dictator deep state. We will have rallies of millions of people. And no FBI is going to be able to subvert those rallies, because anytime somebody proposes violence, we'll point a finger at them and say, FBI. And we'll just do that every time. Anybody who talks about violence, talks about weapons, talks about, committing a crime, FBI set up. No, we will peacefully, we have the numbers. We can get millions of people in the street. We can get huge rallies. The left can't. Joe Biden never had a rally of more than 200 or 300 people.
I know.
Clown face, well, camel face Harris never had a rally of even 24 people. She never got more than 1% in any polling or any voting. They can't get the public. We've got one thing, Ed. We've got the public. We've got the people. We don't have the schools. We don't have the media. We don't have the churches, unfortunately. We don't have any of the establishment. None of it.
No.
But we've got the people. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I like them odds.
Yep. Hey,
we're going to take a break here, Ed. Thanks for calling. All right.
All right.
Call again soon. Okay. Thanks.
All right.
We'll be back,
bye,
folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. I think, you know what, folks? I think we're back stronger than ever here. My sound should be good. My connection should be good. So here we go. And you should be free to call in and get through at 512-248-8252. Thanks to Ed there for hanging on through what we just endured. But let's see how we go here for the rest of the show. Let me put Maria Bartiromo on now. I've been talking enough about her and Ron Johnson and a doctor named Dr. Pierre Koury, K-O-U-R-Y, I believe, who's a pulmonary doctor, one of the best in the world, working with a team of some of the best in the world. I don't know his particular institution. I've forgotten. But this is one of the top pulmonary doctors in the world, somebody who deals with the coronavirus scamdemic was in fact a pulmonary infection primarily. And this guy, we'll listen to what he has to say. Let me get a few highlights here. This was this morning. It was wonderful. All right. Maria Bartiromo, I love you. Okay, let me see what I can get from her here. Well, we've got just enough such people left who have some media connection, but I think we can pull this out of the fire, folks. I think we can win.
Since we're being ignored or criticized to treat COVID-19, he joins me right now, along with Dr. Pierre Corey, an infectious disease specialist whose testimony before Senator Johnson's committee was censored by Google's YouTube. Both men made the case that early treatment of COVID, even for those with mild symptoms, prevents later hospitalizations. So why weren't we doing it? Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here this morning. Good to have you both.
Thank you.
And Dr. Corey, let me play a bit of your testimony in front of Senator Johnson's committee on treating COVID. Watch this.
Mountains of data have emerged from many centers and countries around the world showing the miraculous effectiveness of ivermectin. In early outpatient treatment, we have 3 randomized controlled trials and multiple observation as well as case series showing that if you take ivermectin, the need for hospitalization and death will decrease.
Decrease, ladies and gentlemen, by numbers like 90 and 95%. In other words, this criminal, felon, murderer, doctor, not a doctor, Anthony Fauci, murdered millions of people by strenuously doing everything he and his buddies and his ilk could do to prevent the use of generic, inexpensive, widely available medicines like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and things that aren't even drugs like zinc and vitamin D3, which cure the coronavirus in overwhelming numbers. They prevented this. And then the complicit Google media deleted people, censored people who said what I just said. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.